Let's look to God in prayer and close our eyes. Dear Father God, thank you for this day. Thank you for us to all come today to worship your name on this Good Friday, Lord. Thank you for us to remember the death of your Son and all the sacrifices he went through in order to save us from our sins. Lord, please help us not to remember your sacrifice only today, but to reflect on this daily and to remember everything that you've done for us. And in Jesus' name we pray, amen. The third word of Jesus on the cross. When Jesus saw his mother there and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to his mother, "Dear woman, here is your son." And to the disciple, "Here is your mother." From that time on, this disciple took her into his home. Before starting out and explaining this verse and what it meant to me, I wanted to explain what was happening to Jesus and the setting in which this happened. So while I was researching and preparing for this message yesterday, I wanted to know what was Jesus going through physically and from a medical standpoint. So yesterday, I found out that while Jesus was on the cross, his knees were placed at a 45-degree angle, which means that if Jesus wanted to take one breath, he would have to ride up the cross 12 whole inches just to take one proper breath. Now, he couldn't do this because he was in so much pain. And as a result, he started to take only half breaths, which led to suffocation. Now, while Jesus was suffocating on the cross, he made it a point to think about his mom and John, and he specifically remembered them and the emotional pain that they were going through, even though Jesus had so much problems himself. This showed me how much that Jesus cared and how he put other people's needs in front of him. So I want to explain the experience from each person. First from Mary, then from John, and finally from Jesus. First, let's take a look at what happened to Mary and how she was reacting to the whole situation. Mary, from the very moment that the angel Gabriel came to her, all the way up to Jesus' crucifixion, knew that Jesus had to suffer. She had to constantly prepare herself for 33 years and know that Jesus would have to suffer for their sins. In Matthew chapter 1, verse 21, it says, "She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from his sins." Mary knew that Jesus would save us from our sins, but she didn't know how this would happen, and specifically, how gruesome and how painful it will be for Jesus. Mary also went through so many other hardships, such as Herod persecuting so many babies. At that time, she might have thought, "Why is this happening to my son? Why is so much hardship coming to us?" And this was also seen when Jesus was presented at the temple. Simeon says to Mary, "And a sword will pierce your own soul too." Luke chapter 3, verse 14. Now, after 33 years, Mary saw Jesus being pierced, literally, with nails and a sword to his side. At this point, we can boldly say that Mary felt hopeless. How would Jesus save Israel from their sins? How was Jesus the promised one? Had God forsaken her and her son? Mary could do nothing but watch her son, even though she really wanted to help him and take away from him from his pain. She could do absolutely nothing. Next, let's take a look at what John was going through. Now, everybody knows that this verse was directed to Mary and how Jesus specifically went out to help Mary. However, we must also take in account that John also went through so much emotional pain. John had stayed with Jesus 3 years, day and night, witnessing his various miracles, his transfiguration when Jesus showed his divine and human side, and even there when he prayed at Gethsemane. John now was the only disciple there who had stayed with him all the way through his condemnation and through his crucifixion. John would have been in such a similar state such as Mary. He might have expected Jesus to do a miracle or to save himself, but he realized that Jesus didn't. And John must have been so confused because he had witnessed Jesus do so many miracles before. Finally, let's take a look how Jesus reacted to both of these problems. Jesus knew all of the emotional pain that they were both going through. He said the verse, "Dear woman, here is your son," and to the disciple, "Here is your mother," in order to comfort them. He fulfilled his earthly duty to his mother by caring for her and his duty as a mentor to his disciple, John. Even though it hurt Jesus just to take one proper breath, he made it a point to remember Mary and John and to provide for them everything that they needed. Now, although Mary and John were still probably questioning why this happened, Jesus focused on what was needed at that moment. They needed support from each other, and they needed love in order to face a problem that they were facing. Jesus ultimately knew that all of their questions would be answered at the resurrection. But for that one moment, Jesus made sure that they had company and they were able to support each other in this time of need. This can be seen in the verse from Galatians chapter 6, verse 2. "Carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ." Jesus made sure now that Mary and John were carrying each other's burdens, and by doing this, they were fulfilling what Christ wanted them to do. From this, we can clearly see that Jesus always understands our problems. Even on the cross, while he was suffering just to take one breath, he made it a point to realize that everybody was going through their problems, and he understood them. If he could do that on the cross, he can do that in heaven right now. He can understand all of our problems and all the hardships that we are facing. Second, what I realize is that we must also offer to carry each other's burdens today. Every one of us in this church right now, we are all going through some sort of pain, and we are all facing our own demons. However, we have a wonderful church, and we all have the duty to carry each other's problems. We must be there for each other and encourage each other and uplift each other. In the same way, Mary and John, they were both able to carry each other's problems because Jesus wanted them to. From this, we can clearly see that we must also carry each other's problems because this is a direct law from Christ. Let's pray. Dear Father God, thank you for this day. Thank you for us to learn about Jesus' third word on the cross and how he remembered all of the pain that Mary and John were both going through and how he made it a point to remember what was happening. And he asked them to carry each other's burdens. Lord, please help us also to carry each other's burdens and be there for each other in times of need and to always uplift each other, Lord. And in Jesus' name we pray, amen.